It's time for another stop on our listening tour of summer songs from around the world. This one's from Lebanon by alternative rock band Mashru Leila. It's called Roman. NPR's Ruth Sherlock tells us why it's getting a lot of attention.
Roman is not your typical summer song. There are no boppy beats. It's slow, beautiful, painful. And when the band first wrote it about 5 years ago, it was intended as a song about betrayal. Many of the lyrics are dark. I don't intend on swallowing your lies. The words will burn my throat. Worms carve my body and the earth embraces my skin. How could you sell me to the Romans? But the chorus is a rebellion in a single word, alehum, which means charge in Arabic. Released this summer, the song has become an anthem for women's empowerment, surprising even the lead singer, Hamid Sinno.
I definitely didn't have that in mind when we were writing the song. I totally did not have that in mind when I was writing the lyrics.
He says the meaning changed when they met Jesse Musellem, a film director, who pitched the idea that the music video should be about patriarchy. The video and song combined became a huge success. In the video, a woman in a hijab contorts in a modern dance in an abandoned concrete building. She leads women in brightly coloured robes to a beach. They hold hands and make kaleidoscope patterns through dance. Their expressions are defiant. They radiate self-respect. Later, a covered woman rides a white steed that gallops. Sindel says the song has become a rejection of the idea that Muslim women can't be empowered.
That's the thing that kind of always drives me insane, is that people are so quick to say stuff about Muslim women or veiled women. And it's like, dude, just come to one of our gigs. And you see all these women who are veiled, who are just like celebrating other people's diversity, who are clearly not without agency, right?
I went to one of their concerts. They headlined at a festival in the mountain town of Echden. They performed the song with a video playing on a screen behind them, which they hadn't done before in Lebanon. The crowd went wild. The audience stood up from their seats, eyes closed, swaying, arms in the air. They surrendered to the music. There I met Hazza Malab, a 16-year-old student. I asked her if this was her favourite song this summer.
Yes, yes. It is.
And do your friends like this song?
Everyone. Even my parents. I make them listen to it.
Jihad Safi, another fan, says this is too important to be just a summer song. This is not just about fun. It breaks new ground.
It's a beautiful picture to paint Arab women in. I've never seen Arab women like dance like this, and it's liberating to men and women.
And then there were people I spoke to who said that for them the song was about more than women's empowerment. Rima Sleiman Frangieh organised the Echden Festival. She says Roman is a response to a rise in extreme views, both inside and outside the Middle East.
I think everybody has had enough. And we have seen nothing but ugliness and black and pain and sorrow. So this song, it's about liberation, and everything that opens windows of hope, I think, has a direct positive effect on people.
Lebanese listen to a lot of music. The pop song Despacito is the big commercial hit. But for others, a song Mashru Leila conceived about betrayal has become another reason to dance. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, Echden.